السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. کنٹینیوئنگ ود دی بایوگرافی آف سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. سو دی پیپل ہیڈ ناؤ فنش دا بریئل آف سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ عنہ, رائٹ, اینڈ ڈیڈنٹ ویسٹ نو ٹائم. امیڈیٹلی آفٹر دیٹ دس گروپ hastened together in the house of Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And some say that no, they gathered in the house of Hazrat Fatima bint Qais Fihriya, the sister of Dahaq bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Because now they need to decide, they need to go through with this process of who's going to be the Khalifa. You see, Sahaba nonum, they understood that in order for this ummah to be steered in the right direction, you have to have a khalifa. One khalifa rules the whole ummah. Today, the problems we got in the ummah is because we left the system. We have left the system, and we're not showing any importance to it. Right? The people spoke and expressed their opinions, and they were guided by Allah Ta'ala to agree on some terms that were approved by the seniors and by all the Muslims. So when the members of the Shura Council assembled, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu said to them that, see, delegate the matter to three among you. In other words, we are six now. So let's make the number smaller. So, who's prepared to give up their right to be the Khalifa and give it away to somebody else? No big court cases and long stories. Same time, as soon as he said this, Zubair radiallahu anhu said, I delegate mine to Ali radiallahu anhu. Right? Talha radiallahu anhu said, I delegate mine to Usman radiallahu anhu. And Saad radiallahu anhu said, I delegate my say to Abdurrahman bin Auf. So now there were three candidates now. Okay? The democratic system, how it works? Make more and more candidates. They were reducing the number of candidates. Right? So they, now there's only three. Ali radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, and Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu. So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu said, which of you will declare that he should not be appointed, so we will give him the responsibility of choosing the Khalif, and Allah will watch over him, so that he may think to himself, who is the best candidate. Right? And then immediately, he said, me. In other words, he won't be the Khalif. Now there are only two left. So he will choose now from amongst the two who's going to be the Khalifa, right? So they all, the Usman radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu, they agreed to this, and the other senior Sahaba like Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu and whoever else was there, they all agreed to this, right? Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, now he began to contact people and consult with them. Right? Meaning other people in the ummah now, that see, we got these two now. Now who must be the Khalifa? Right? So this continued for 3 days. Until the morning, Wednesday morning, 4th of Muharram. Isn't Umar radiallahu anhu said they mustn't take more than 3 days to decide the matter. So now the time is up, right? Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu went to Ali radiallahu anhu and he said to him that if I do not choose you, then tell me, who would you nominate as the Khalif? Right? Forget Usman radiallahu anhu. Now from the others, from everybody, who would you nominate from the whole six that Umar radiallahu anhu chose? So Ali radiallahu anhu said, Usman radiallahu anhu. So I'll choose Usman radiallahu anhu. So where these Shias come out from, their stories, I don't know. Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu then went to Usman radiallahu anhu. And he says, see, if I don't choose you, who will you nominate as Khalif? He said, Ali radiallahu anhu. After that, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu went to the other Sahaba, the other three now. Right? He consulted them. And he consulted each of the senior Sahaba radiallahu anhu whom he met in Medina Munawwara, as well as those who were the commanders of armies and the seniors who were visitors in Medina Munawwara. He consulted them. His consultation also included some of the senior women, but obviously in Parda. But he went to ask them from the Ummahatul Mu'mineen and others, that what is yours right? Who should be the Khalif? The outcome of his consultation was that majority of the Muslims suggested Uthman radiallahu anhu. Some of them also suggested Ali radiallahu anhu. At midnight on Wednesday, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu went to the house of his sister's son, Miswar bin Makhrama. He knocked at the door and he found Miswar asleep. So he banged on the door till he woke him up. Now normally you don't wake people up from their sleep, but this is an important matter now, right? So when he woke him up, he said, "You are sleeping. By Allah, I haven't slept much from the time Umar Ranaun passed away. Now, what a serious matter we got on our hands here, that I can't get sleep and you having a nice sleep over here." He told him, "Go and call Zubair radiallahu anhu and Saad radiallahu anhu." So Miswar went, he called them, consulted them. Then he said, "Call Ali radiallahu anhu for me." So I called him, he spoke with Ali radiallahu anhu till half the night. Then Ali radiallahu anhu got up and left. Then he said, "Call Uthman radiallahu anhu." So I called him and he spoke to Uthman radiallahu anhu until the muazzin's call to Fajr. After Fajr Salah, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu is performing the namazes, right? Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu came wearing the amama which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put on his head. He now came in the front. The men of the Shura committee had gathered by the minbar. He sent for those of the Muhajirun and Ansar and the military commanders who were present. Among them was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the governor of Syria, Umayr bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, governor of Homs, Amr bin al-As radiallahu anhu, the governor of Egypt. They had all gone for Hajj with Umar radiallahu anhu, and after that they came with him to Medina Munawwara. So in the hadith which comes in Bukhari Sharif, it mentions that when the people read the Fajr and the group had assembled by the minbar, he sent for everyone who was present, the Muhajirun, the Ansar, all these senior people. When everybody had gathered, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, first he recited the Shahada. And then he said, "O Ali, I have spoken to the people and asked for their opinions, and I feel that the one who will be best to be the Khalifa will be Uthman radiallahu anhu." Right? Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu then said to Uthman radiallahu anhu that, "I take bay'at to you in accordance with the way of Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the two Khalifs who came after me," meaning after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, how everybody took bay'at on Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's hand, and they took bay'at on the hand of Umar radiallahu anhu, "I am taking bay'at on your hand." So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu took bayat, and then the people started coming to take bayat, the Muhajirun, the Ansar, the commanders of the Muslim armies, right? And according to one report from Tamheed wal Bayan, it is mentioned that the first person to take allegiance after Abdurrahman bin Auf was Ali radiallahu anhu. First, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu took allegiance, and then Ali radiallahu anhu put his hand, he took allegiance. So this was the whole process, right? And in such a peaceful way, such a wonderful way, the Khalifa was chosen. And because their hearts were clean. They were not fighting for position. So everybody will accept. Long as there is a Khalif who is leading us according to the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah, the Shariat, we got no problem. Who he is, we don't worry. Because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, even if he's an Abyssinian slave, who has got a head like a raisin too, no problem. His color is not important to us. His lineage is not important to us. Where he comes from is not important to us. How he rules. As long as he is ruling according to Shariat, Quran Sharif, Sunnah, we will accept him as our leader. So there are false reports and lies that the Shia have inserted into the history of Islam, including the story of the Shura and Usman radhiyallahu anhu's appointment as Khalif. These reports were then taken up by the Orientalists who tried to spread them further, and many modern historians and thinkers have been influenced by them without examining the reports or checking their chains of transmission and texts, and thus they became widespread among the Muslims. The Shi'i historians paid attention to the story of the Shura and the appointment of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu as Khalif, and they inserted lies and false reports into it. Some of them wrote whole books on this topic. So a process that took 3 days. They wrote whole books. How much are you going to write on a process that takes 3 days? But because they lies and they dramatize the whole thing and, you know, make it an emotional story and they usurp the Khilafat and all these things, that's why they can write whole books on it. So they, in their books, they level accusations against the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Lot of things, they, you know, filthy things that we don't even want to bring on our tongues. We've got better things to study than to study the filth that the Shia have written and what they propagate, you know. But what we do know is that Ali radiallahu anhu was happy. In fact, he himself, he said that Usman radiallahu anhu should be the Khalifa. And he was the second person to take bayat on the hands of Usman radiallahu anhu. Khair, let's stop there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Before we conclude, there are a lot of false words attributed to Ali radiallahu anhu. Made up things, fabrications, you know. So Ibn Kathir rahimahullah stated that what is said by many historians, such as Ibn Jarir and others, who narrated from unknown men, they got no sanad. That's why in our deen everything must have a chain. Lolal isnad, if there was no chain, then anybody will say whatever they want to say. So in our deen, when you want to prove something, you must have a chain for what you are saying. So they narrated from unknown people about Ali radiallahu anhu saying to Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, "You deceived me, wa na'uzu billah. You only appointed Usman radiallahu anhu because he is your relative through marriage, your families. That's why you appointed him." Right? This is all lies. All this is lies. Then also they say that Ali radiallahu anhu didn't take bayat to Usman radiallahu anhu. All lies. Then there are accusations against Amr bin al-As and Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu. Makhnaf stated in his report about the Shura that Amr bin al-As and Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu sat at the door and Sa'ad radiallahu anhu told them off. Now this is so strange. Right? This would be strange if it was done by even Sahaba that were not so notable. And for this to be done by senior Sahaba is absurd. These are the students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're not going to behave like this. How could Sa'ad radiallahu anhu have said to them, "You want to say that you were present and were among the people of the Shura when people already knew the people of Shura by name?" Everybody knew who Umar radiallahu anhu had appointed. In fact, the report of Abu Makhnaf contradicts itself. If you really study the whole thing, there's a lot of contradictions in there. So, the Ummah, besides the Shias, only the Shias got a problem. The rest of the, well, they're not part of the Ummah that have accepted the Dawat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are part of that Ummah who didn't accept the Dawat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right? So, the rest, all the believers, they are happy. They got full respect for Ali radiallahu anhu and full respect for Usman radiallahu anhu. And they say, yes, Ali radiallahu anhu is the Khalifa of the Ummah, but he's the fourth Khalif. And Usman radiallahu anhu is the third Khalif. And at that time, all the Sahaba who were still living radiallahu anhu and the Tabi'een, whoever was there, if they were all unanimous. There was no person had any difference of opinion. No person had any difference of opinion that no, it shouldn't have been Usman radiallahu anhu, it should have been Ali radiallahu anhu. No. Everybody was unanimous, including Ali radiallahu anhu, that Usman radiallahu anhu should be the Khalif. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته